Hello. Hey there, Yolanda. Yolanda, right?
Yeah. Yeah, where are you located?
We're in San Jose. Where are you located?
Oh, my. I'm in, do you know where the Pleasanton area is?
You're also in Kelly, but if I may ask, what city?
Yes. Pleasanton.
Oh, okay. Awesome. All right, so I've got one more site. I was just looking at my past work, and another site came up. So I want you to look at that, too.
Yeah, let me look at that one. Okay.
Because that's kind of decent for me.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
I think, like, that would be perfect for your activewear. And this website also was made on Shopify. So the complete work that you see, even the logo that you see, the inner pages design, the background.
Yeah, it's kind of like that. No, exactly. It's like that. It's a clean kind of, not a, you know, it's just, you know, to start, you know, the pieces are just very much similar to that.
Correct. Because why I'm offering you this decent work, because the targeted audience that you have and the product that you're selling, the service that you're providing, I mean, so that is activewear. So activewear should be, if a website, like if I'm purchasing a website, I should want it definitely to be decent, not a lot of colors to it, just to one or two colors, and it should look clean, easy to navigate. People can look at the products, purchase it easily. So what are you planning for? Like, how many products you think you want to...
That's a good question. All right. Yeah, so this is all new for me, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want to... This is just totally new, so you're asking all the right questions. But, like, when you look at... I'm looking at the right now as it goes by, because... That right there, which she has on the light blue with the blue kind of bra type with the leggings.
Mm-hmm.
So, because I, you know, because there's a million and thousands of things that you can sell, right? There's thousands.
Absolutely.
But I was thinking about, like, what is it that I purchase and what I buy. So I want to kind of start from that baseline, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so when I look at this, like, I love this, right? But it's, I mean, I could, like, launch into, like, the men's stuff, but what I know is I spend a lot of money on Lululemon, right? I just do.
Right.
I know that athleisure. I know that act when I say, because I just do, right? So I was trying to think about, like, go with something that I know. That's all fine. That's fine.
Okay.
But
okay.
Then I don't want to just limit myself to, you know that, and then say, hey, but you can also throw in them, you know, some of these men's products that sell well, you know, as well, too, right? I don't want to be blind where I don't see that. But then I also want to, you know, I don't know if I should just kind of start off with, like, something small and then branch out, or just say, hey, start off with the women type of products, right, and have some of the men, and then kind of go from there, right, some active. So that's kind of where I am. I need some consulting counseling as well on where to start. And,
correct.
You know, what's selling. I don't want to sell something just because I like it and it doesn't sell.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, so definitely, you're definitely right, and I totally agree with that. You should, like, start small, and then you go big. Once you stop making sales and your business is running smooth, then you could definitely add more products to it, add more categories to it. But what I would suggest is go with men's and women both, and offer some sort of, like, tops and bottoms or some sort of accessories. Not a lot of products, like thousands of choices for people.
Yeah, no way. I agree.
So activewear should be specific. It should be limited so people can easily, like, purchase the products. And you can add, like, featured products too. Like, we will customize your website based on your provided instructions, of course, but as we are experts, so we know how to set up an e-commerce store. So we set up this e-commerce store starting from the design until then going live. So you'll get the complete work. Like, drop shipping will be integrated. You will be getting in touch with your vendor as well, like, who will be helping you out sourcing the products. We will upload each and every product of yours, and we will also set the pricing for it, discussing it with you. We will write the content on the website explaining the products. So it's an activewear website. So, of course, it's going to be a detailed work, but definitely we have experts, and they'll take care of that for you. So how it works is, like, we've got, like, simple steps that we follow. starting with the design. So first, you choose the package, and we offer three packages only. So for e-commerce, like three packages, you'll read that out, whatever you like, at whatever is based on your requirements, you'll select that, you'll pay for it, you'll be in our accounts. As soon as you complete the transaction, we'll share you a link to an internet questionnaire where you may fill out the basic sort of information about your needs. I mean, like, what sort of colors would you like to see on the site? What sort of information would you like to put? What's your targeted audience? What's the age group? And based on that information, our research team and our design and development team would meet to discuss the ideas for the website's basic layout. And they'll take a couple days from you, for example, 48 to 72 hours. And after that, they will design the inner, like the layout of the website, that how it will look in the future. So you'll get 2-3 designs, totally different from others and totally unique, because we will follow your instructions as well, and we will pour down our ideas as well, just to make it unique for you. Then you pick the one that you like the most. You following me?
I think I am, yes.
Perfect. So I'll be a bit slow in the next step.
Yeah, I'm going to ask you some questions, right?
Please.
So I don't have, so it's interesting. So I don't have, I don't really use Instagram. I don't use, when I say Facebook, I'm not a big Facebook user, right? But I do have an account that, because my sorority's on there, right? So how do you get your, so this is all fine and great. Like, I create a store. Mm-hmm. But then how do I get people to see it?
I'll come to that point. Once I'm explaining the package to you, I'll come to that point. Let me finish the steps first, and I'll definitely answer your questions. So once you approve the layout of the website, then we will show it to you. If you have your partners as well, you can definitely guide us. You can take a look at it and approve the one. So once that is done, you can let us know if there's any more modifications you want to see on that design. And once you're totally satisfied with the design, then we move to the next step. We will upload the content, such as photographs, videos, or any extra information that you need to put. Then, and of course, payment integration, payment module system, so how people can pay to you using PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, Apple Pay, or any other, like credit card, debit card. They can easily have multiple options on the website, so it will be easier for your clients to pay you online. So then, the final phase is to be put it to the test server. We will put your website on it, and you can play around with the website just like any other website that you see. So if there's any further adjustments that needs to be done and to check whether it's working well in every way, only when it has been negotiated and accepted by your site, and then we'll simply go ahead and launch your website. So this is the steps that we follow. Now, your question. Your question was that once the website is live and how you get the traffic. We also provide like marketing solutions and of course the branding solutions. And how it works is, biggest example. Today, right now, you went on Bing and you were typing Shopify website or something like that. Correct?
Yes.
And then you found us on the top. How you found us on the top? Because our website was designed and developed in a way that we have targeted that keyword that clients used. I used this keyword that is Shopify website. And I was right. I was like, hey, did you type the word Shopify website in your search bar? You were like, yes. So exactly like this, we will do some research on the keywords that people use to buy the activewear. In the content, we will use those keywords and meta tags on your website that the client uses when they're purchasing the activewear clothing. So once they type, for example, activewear, buy activewear clothing or activewear tops or activewear shorts or bottoms in California or in USA or in Canada. So if your site is totally optimized, your website will definitely be on the top on the first page of Google or Bing or Yahoo. We will target three major search engines like Google, Bing, and Yahoo. And if we talk about the Facebook and Instagram, in our packages, all three packages, we offer the integration of your social media. If you don't have it, We will design your business social media like Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Because usually you get the audience from your social media. Because if I usually purchase activewear from other stores, then my Instagram would show me different ads from different companies, but the product will be the same. The product line will be the same. So automatically, your website page, your Facebook page and Instagram page will be shown to those people who are exactly interested in that product. So Facebook and Instagram is something which is based on the interest. And the website, the search engines, Google and Yahoo, that is totally based on the keywords that the client is searching for. And we'll do both for you.
Okay.
So, yeah, definitely. It's something that we promise you on. It's nothing like this. We design the website and provide it to you. You'll definitely go ahead and grow this business. We'll help you grow this business.
Okay. So then, okay, because I'm going to just kind of step you through. So at what point are you proposing that you work with me all the way, right? For how long? Are you just like an on
lifetime
staff?
Lifetime, Yolanda, definitely. Our clients are still with us. Like, our 8-year-old clients are still with us. How it works
is lifetime. Okay.
Definitely
so
lifetime.
Saying, all right. So, okay. No, this is interesting. By the way, this is all interesting to me. So, when you say lifetime, so you know how Shopify says that they've got 24-hour support, they got all these different things. So are you saying that once you, of course, you got to move from step to step to step, but you are then taking the place, you interface with customer support for Shopify and all that, is that what you're saying?
100%. Because the website has been developed by us. Shopify is providing you the account only. But the website that we design and the website we upload on that would be done by us. So in case, in the future, whatever changes you need, whatever upgrades you need, whatever additions you need, hey, you come back to us and you call us, you call your team that you will be connected with, you let them know, hey, and I have more products to list on, can you please list these products on my website, can you change the pricing, can you change this picture, can you change the header, can you change this and that, whatever changes you need, we'll take care of that for you. In case anything goes down, if your clients are complaining that the website is not working fine or anything goes down, you come to us. We'll fix that for you.
Question.
And
so, yeah, no, this is good. This is good information. So, what you're saying is, so what's the difference between? So you're saying that, by the way, and I get your value that you're saying, versus if I were to go and I was just like just doing this on, via Shopify. Shopify has all the, well, they have the services that you are saying that you have, right?
Correct.
But then it would be me that would be interfacing with Shopify.
Correct. Okay, so I'll explain you two things, like few disadvantages that if you go with directly with Shopify. First, there are monthly charges associated with it. You don't get the ownership rights. It's just a service that you use as long as you pay for it. So if you go with us, that's just a one-time cost that you need to pay to us. That will be in front of you. We'll tell you the pricing. Whatever is mentioned, whatever features are mentioned, you look at that, you approve it, you pay for it, and you get the website. There are no monthly charges, no yearly charges, and we offer you 100% ownership rights for the website as well. So you have the access to the back end, and your website will be in your hands. Whatever changes you need, although you can do it yourself as well, and we'll guide you how to like change the website, how to change anything on the website, how to customize the website. And if you don't know how to do it, we'll give you free training. And on the other hand, if you want us to take care of it for you, we would love to do it for you. Then second disadvantage would be it's a template-based work. It's a mainstream design. It is open for anybody out there. You pay a few dollars and you purchase that theme and you just like upload your products and you make the website live. Although with us, we'll give you a customized design. For example, you shared a website with me, the Lulu one, and I shared the website with you. What we can do, we can pick out some features from the website that I shared. We can pick out the design that you shared, and we can create something new out of it, following the design and features of other websites. So that's why I said in the start that the layout that we provide is going to be unique because it's customized. You get it?
Yes, I do. So do you use, let me ask you this, do you use any of the templates from Shopify, or you're totally completely different? I mean, your company is different from Shopify.
Yeah, we are in affiliation with Shopify, but we do not get the themes from Shopify. Like, we do our own work on it because we have the platform, we have the developers, and that's why we charge one time. If you want, you can simply go ahead, buy the subscription from Shopify, and that's about it. But if you go with us, that will be just a one-time cost that we charge, and we provide a lot of features in it. And then, again, it's a monthly-based platform. Shopify is, so our is not. So let's come to the packages.
I have a question for you.
Please, go ahead.
Do you have the so that's what, I selected, right? Do you have, because the other thing that I was thinking about was the kind of standard everyday products that people use, right? Mm-hmm. This is completely things like you have the Revive, like toilet paper, diapers, things like that, deodorant.
Yeah.
Those kind of stock products, you have sites that are just like standard people reorder kind of those sites?
Of course, we have everything. Like, it's your store, man. It's your store.
What I wanted to know was, like, what is the, like, how does a store like that look, right? How is that? Do you have any samples of stores like that? And typically, do you have any data on what type of merchandise does well?
Well, we need to, of course, listen to you that what exactly that you are looking for. So, for example, if I show you a design of have you heard of Native Costs?
No.
Okay, let me share the website with them for you.
Did you just share it with me? Yeah, you did.
Yeah, I shared the Native Costs with you.
Yeah, let me... I think you shared another one. You also shared
the Native Costs,
okay.
The second one. So Native Costs, what they does, they expert in skincare. Then they share hair care, then toothpaste, gifts and bundles, deodorants that you mentioned. So that's a different product line, but as far as the activewear is concerned, athletic thing is concerned, that can be added on your website too. In the accessories or in the skincare or any other category, we can add these products to you, to your site as well.
I get what you're saying. I don't feel like it's, but I hear what you're saying. I feel like these are two separate kind of websites, but you're saying that you can integrate both.
Easily, yeah, for sure. Why not? Even though.
But for me, I'm not so much, so I'll get into, I know how I want things to look. But I'm more interested in, if I'm going to start, where the good products are good. Because I don't, because some things are just easier to sell than others. They just are, right? Just are. I know, because you probably see it every day. So that's kind of what I'm interested in, too. I'm not so, hung up on, it's got to be this. But then, hey, you're going to get more bang for your buck selling a product like this, right?
Right.
So that's what I got to figure out. I think for me, that's what I want to figure out. I want to figure out, what products do I think that moves faster or that are best sellers right then? What products or what industry?
Yeah, correct. As far as, the drop shipping is concerned, and if you have a certain targeted audience and if you have a certain category of the products, then you got to be picking in that for sure. You got to be picky on this. So you need to pick the best seller. But how it works on the new store like yours, where you sell clothing, where you sell hair care, where you sell deodorants, then you list all of your products in the start and let it go live for a couple months. And after that, you can monitor that what product line is the best. So you'll get to know that what people are purchasing and what people are entrusted to purchase in you. You'll get the report like every week, even though you can check that what client is looking at what product. Even though I went on your website, I clicked on a product, I saw it, checked the price, and I closed the website. Still, you can monitor that if I came on that website, I went and clicked on the product. I did not even purchase anything. I did not even provide any information of mine to your website, but still, you can check the report and you can monitor that who visited your website. That is how you'll get to know that what product is the best.
Right. But there must be something out there, too, as well that says there's data out there, I'm sure, that if you're looking across industries, right, and you're looking at just, this is in general, you're just doing a swap, right, in industries. What are kind of, when you look at e-commerce, right, what are
right.
the things that buy most on e-commerce? That, I mean, just in general swap, right? It's like, okay. And then you can start dropping down into specifics, but it'd be interesting. Do you find, are people buying a lot of athleisure or activewear, or are they buying more of like, hey, you're going to, you know, we're going to, if you go with, I know women buy like makeup, but there's like cosmetics all over the place, right? There's hair products all over the place. I feel like that market is saturated. Not that you can't do well, but I feel like it's a saturated market, right?
How you can beat them? There's a way you can beat those people. How? If you have the nice branding, if you have done the work, if you have a beautiful social media design that catches people's eye, and your products, the prices are competitive, then definitely you beat the market. It's so easy. It's a lengthy process, but definitely it's easy. If you think that, I'm planning to sell cosmetics, but there are a lot of websites out there who are doing the same work. If you think like this, ma'am, I'm sorry to use this word, but you cannot make money. You should be definitely positive like on this, and we are. Like, we help you grow this business, and we promise you that your website will be on the top, definitely, for sure.
All right, so let's get into, like, pricing.
Okay. You're on my website. Can you scroll down a bit?
Yeah, so am I on
your
Orbit website?
Design. Yeah, my website.
Oh, yeah.
We're chatting.
Yeah, I got a lot of things open here. I'm sorry. Yep, there we are. I'm here.
Oh, okay, scroll down a bit.
Okay.
You see starter, professional, and business package, three packages.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, I want you to look at the professional one first.
Okay.
First, it will get you a custom designed homepage, as I promise you. You'll get two concepts in which you'll choose the one. Then 10 custom inner design pages, which will be the categories and other like shop or contact us, about us, or your Facebook page, Instagram page. So these will be the inner pages. And it's going to be a dynamic website design. Absolutely. You can add up to 250 products. We can exceed that too. That doesn't mean you have to pay a lot more to increase the number of products, but I'm sure that the initial products will be under 250 or more than that. What do you think?
I know I won't have. The initial won't be 250 products. Probably be under that. Hey, are you still there? Uh-oh. You can probably hear me, but I can't hear you. What happened? Let's see.